The annual Iowa Farm and Rural Life Poll was introduced here the other day. It's an annual survey of Iowa farmers. Now, that survey project collects and disseminates information on issues that are important to farmers and agricultural stakeholders across the state of Iowa and the Midwest. Now, the farm poll has been conducted since 1982, and that makes it the longest-running survey of its kind in the nation. That survey is conducted annually by Iowa State University Extension Sociology in partnership with the ISU Center for Survey Statistics and Methodology, and it's also supported by ISU Extension and Outreach and the Iowa Agriculture and Home Economics Experiment Station. They gather information. It's used to kind of help gauge where we are and where we need to go in agriculture and rural life here in Iowa. The 2023 farm poll questionnaires were mailed out last February to 2,188 farmers. Now, of those 2,188 surveys sent out, 972 completed surveys were received from farmers, and that resulted in a response rate of about 44%. Now, this year, the survey contained questions about interactions with conservation professionals, rented land, and the relationships with landlords and woodland ownership and management. That farm poll survey respondents had pretty diverse types of farm operations. Almost all of the respondents reported planting corn or soybeans in the 2022 crop year. That was 90%. 44% had pasture or hay. 9% reported planting some small grains, 2% planted fruit or vegetables. Almost half, about 47%, reported at least one type of livestock, with cow-calf operations being the most prevalent at 26%, followed by cattle on feed at 19%, other livestock at 9%, and market pigs at 9%. Also, respondents reported, on average, 601 acres of farmland that they were working with. Now, taking a look at some of the responses that they had, as we mentioned, they looked at some different topics this year, and some of those included the belief that folks have about climate change and the impacts that it could have. So here are some of the notes they had. With regard to belief in climate change, the question for 2023 was asked, climate change is occurring and caused by mostly human activities. And that came in at 15% as compared to 18% last year. 40% said climate change is occurring. It's caused more or less equally by natural changes in the environment and human activities. 22% responded that climate change is occurring, and it's caused mostly by natural changes in the environment. 20% said there isn't sufficient evidence to know with certainty whether climate change is occurring or not. And 3% did not believe that climate change was occurring. Now, also, they had a number of questions on soil and water conservation issues as well. That's a thing that they contact folks about every year. And some of those notes with regard to the interactions folks have with conservation professionals. 29% said in the last 3 years they've met with a conservation professional on land that you farm. 30% said in the last 3 years that they've met with a conservation professional in their office. 38% said in the last 3 years that they've met at all with a conservation professional. In the last 3 years, have you received cost share to help you fund conservation practices? That came in at 30%. And 31% responded positively about, are you involved in organized watershed management activities? So conservation is largely on the minds of folks. Also, with regard to the number of years that folks have been renting, rental issues were also a real big thing. Rental land, because much of Iowa's farmland is rented, that they went and talked a lot about that. The proportion of Iowa farmland that's rented is about 58%, and that's a pretty good increase from the 53% in 2017, the last time that the survey of Iowa landowners was conducted. So when you take a look at some of the numbers there, they're kind of important because so much of the land is rented. The number of years renting land, 19.4% said they averaged about 19, it was about 19.4% is the average number of years for 2023. 1 to 3 years was 10% of respondents. 25% said they've rented 4 to 10 years. 26% said 11 to 20. 21% 21 to 30. And 18% said they've rented the land for 31 or more years. Also, the years since most recent rental rate increase, because rental rates tend to bump around now and again. 0 years, they said, the rent was raised in 2023. That was 13%. 43% say the rent was raised a year ago. 10% said 2, and 10% also 3 years, and then on out. Also, landlords that are tied to farming and the rented land, a landlord from whom they rented the most land, and the type of individual. In 2023, 34% said they're renting from a former farmer. That's up from 30% last year, the last time they asked in 2018. Also, 17% said they're renting from the widow or widower of a former farmer. 29% inherited, they're renting from an inheritor of the farmland. 6% said they're renting from an individual investor with family ties to that land. 5% say they're renting from an individual investor with no direct family ties to the land. 2% are renting from a farmland management firm, and 6% said something other than those answers. With regard to farmer relationships with the landlord, who they rented the most land from, in 2023, 44% said they were renting from a relative, 28% said they were renting from a person who is neither a relative nor a friend of the family, or actually a friend of the family, 28% said they're renting from a friend of the family, 20% said they're renting from neither a relative or friend, 4% said they're renting from a company or financial institution, and 4% said something other than that. Also, the landlord's place of residence was something they asked about. 36% say that they are on the land or very close to the land that they rent. 24% said they are in the county, but not on the land, but in the same county. 7% said the landowners are in an adjacent county. 14% said somewhere else in Iowa. 16% said they're outside of Iowa. And 3% had a different answer. Also, the landlord-tenant communication is always important. And they said over the past year about how many times you communicated with your landlord about farming practices. And the average was 13.1 times. And over the past year, how about how many times you communicated with your landlord about conservation needs? That came in at 4.6 times over the last year. Also, they asked about the number of times farmers communicated with landlords about farming practices in the past year. 18% said not at all. 22% said one or two times. 19% three to four. 17% five to nine. And 24% were 10 or more. The number of times farmers communicated with their landlord about their conservation needs in the last year. 44% said not at all. 17% once, 14% twice, and then the rest were three or more. Also, when it comes to landlord conservation expenditures on the largest parcel that's rented, 64% said it was zero, and the next highest was $1,000 to $5,000 at 13%. Also, farmer and landlord perspectives on rented land and conservation land. It's one of these is responsibility for conservation, and they gave a strongly disagree through strongly agree methodology there. They said, if conservation practices are needed on the land I rent, it's my responsibility to address the need. And the largest percentage was 61% who agreed on that. If the conservation practices are needed on the land I rent, it's my landlord's responsibility to address that. 42% was the highest number, and that was those who disagreed with that. With regard to farmer stewardship, it says I'm less likely to invest my own money in structural and edge-of-field conservation practices on rented land. 42% agreed with that. And then it says I'm less likely to use cover crops on rented land, and that was 35% disagreeing there. 25% said they were uncertain, and 25% agreed. Also on landlord stewardship, it says my landlord places land stewardship goals ahead of income goals. 32% agreed, 30% were uncertain. My landlord has established adequate conservation measures on their land. 35% disagreed on that. Also, it says my landlord participates substantially in conservation decisions. 34% disagreed and 29% agreed. And it says my landlord participates substantially in farming decisions. 42% disagreed. That was the highest percentage there. Also, when it comes to farmer and landlord perspectives on the rented land and conservation, it says, first of all, for responsibility for conservation, it says, if conservation practices are needed on the land I rent, it's my responsibility to address that need. 71% agreed with that. If conservation practices were needed on the land I rent, and it's my landlord's responsibility, that came in at 28%. With farmer stewardship, it said I'm less likely to invest my own money in structural and edge-of-field conservation practices on rented land. 49% agreed. It says I'm less likely to use cover crops on rented land. That was at 32%. And with landlord stewardship, it says my landlord places land stewardship goals ahead of income goals. 37% answered affirmative. It says my landlord established adequate conservation members on the land. 34% was the response. My landlord participates substantially in conservation decisions, 33%, and 24% said my landlord participates substantially in the farming decisions. So rental issues and rental slash conservation issues tend to be some of the things mostly answered. You can find full results of that Iowa Farm and Rural Life poll, the 2023 annual survey summary, online. You can get that through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. That's the Iowa Farm and Rural Life poll. Some of the highlights from the 2023 survey just out.